So whether this is your first body scan, or whether you've done many body scans, let's see if we can approach it as a new moment and a new experience. So bringing that beginner's mind to this moment. And an attitude of curiosity and interest. Perhaps an attitude of generosity, appreciation for the time to spend with oneself, to become more familiar with the body and the sensations in the body, more connected and whole. I'm sure you remember the instruction that you can't do the body scan wrong. You're alive, you're awake, you're present as much as possible as we move from one moment to the next. You're welcome at any point to open your eyes, ground yourself in this space if that's helpful for you. You're also welcome to let the eyes close. Many people find doing the body scan lying down, maybe covered, maybe a pillow underneath the knees or under the head, to be a way to invite the body to release. Some people prefer to sit up for the body scan, often to help facilitate staying awake. That is our intention here, to fall awake, rather than to fall asleep. But having said that, we know that oftentimes in the body scan, sleepiness does arise and we may fall asleep. It appears there's still some benefit. But as best as you can, stay awake. One other position for the body scan that you might appreciate would be the astronaut pose, lying on the floor on your back with your lower legs on a chair, arms at your sides. Again, just be sure that you've set aside time and a place to do the body scan where you'll be safe and protected, warm and comfortable, and undisturbed. And shifting the attention to the points of contact that the body is making with either the floor or the sofa or the bed, the chair. The parts of the body touching those surfaces. And notice I'm giving you time to move your attention around those areas to notice those points of contact. And without a doubt, as we move through the body scan, the mind will wander off, probably repeatedly. That's not a problem. The mind thinks it's what it does. But when we notice that we're not here, our attention, our awareness present in the body, then invite yourself back. Body is still here. Nothing lost. You might notice the length of the body from feet to head. You might notice the width of the body and the depth, side to side and front to back. And then the invitation is to rest your attention on the breath. You might notice the belly inflating and deflating with the breath. Maybe you notice the chest rising and falling with the breath. Or the air as it moves in and out of the nose and throat. And then taking the breath and your attention moving down the torso, all the way down the left leg, to the tips of the toes on the left foot. And as you notice the big toe, the toe next to the big toe, the middle toe, the fourth toe, and the pinky toe, perhaps it's possible to be aware of each of those toes separately, or perhaps they just have a sense of being one. Noticing if your toes on the left foot are warm or cool. Perhaps you can feel socks, slippers, shoes, or the air touching the toes of the left foot. Expanding your view a bit to include the ball of the left foot. So right behind the toes on the sole of the foot. And the arch of the left foot. The outer edge of the sole of the left foot. And the heel of the left foot. We don't often notice our feet unless they cause discomfort, but right now we're shining this light of our attention on the left foot, curious about sensations that might be present or the absence of sensations. It's not uncommon when we begin the practice and shine the light of our attention, in particular right now on the left foot, that we have no sensations at all. Then that is the experience. It's not that something went wrong. But we're curious about how this changes, open to that possibility. And then letting your internal gaze hold the entire left foot, the top, the bottom, the sides, deep inside the left foot, all the tiny bones, allowing the mobility in the left foot as we walk and move. Right now at rest, just receiving this gift of our attention. So any sensations at all in that left foot that you're aware of in this moment? Throbbing, tingling, numb. Widening the view to include the left ankle. Bony structure. Complicated joint, lots of mobility possible. And perhaps in your body, not so. As we move through the body scan, you may come across a part of the body that has some history, either an injury or a surgery. Again, staying as open and curious as possible to what the experiences right now, in this moment, in particular in the left ankle. And then moving up from the left ankle to the left lower leg. Shin bone in front and soft calf muscle behind. Skin, bones, vessels, nerves. Perhaps feeling some clothing around the left lower leg or the air touching. And again, when the mind wanders off, we simply invite ourselves to come back, in particular right now to the left lower leg, and then moving to the left knee. Walking your attention around the outside of the left knee, the kneecap in front, ligaments on either side, soft area behind the left knee, and deep inside the joint of the left knee. Warm, pulsing, no sensations, noticing what's here right now in the left knee. And then moving your attention up to the upper left leg, from the knee to the hip. This long femur bone, large muscles in the front and the back of the left thigh. Perhaps noticing the weight of the left thigh, the length. And any sensations that are present in the left thigh in this moment. And then shifting the attention to the left hip. All around and deep inside that left hip. Where the top of the femur bone moves into the socket of the pelvis. Again, a remarkable joint that allows movement. Now at rest, any sensations that you're aware of in this moment in the left hip. And sometimes as we're moving through the body, our focus is on one part, in particular right now the left hip, but another part of the body calls, some strong sensations. If that happens to you, you can notice that and come back to the part of the body that we're on. That's one possibility. If it continues to call, another choice would be to move your attention to that area of the body and open your awareness there to explore and be with all the sensations that are present in that area. And as it changes and shifts, when you're ready, coming back to the part of the body that we're on, which is currently the left hip. And yet one more possibility is, if it becomes so uncomfortable that it takes all of your attention repeatedly, then you might choose to mindfully shift or move. And so right now, moving your attention from the left hip across the pelvis to the right hip and all the way down the right leg to the tips of the toes on the right foot. Walking your attention across from the little toe, one by one, to the big toe. Noticing if the toes are bent or straight. The sensations of them touching each other. Throbbing, tingling, numb, warm. Fabric or air touching. Expanding to include the sole of the right foot. All the way from the heel, through the arch and the ball of the right foot, the toes of the right foot, and up over to the top of the right foot. Nails, skin, bones, nerves, dry, damp, pressure. Just naming some of the possible sensations or no sensations. Always another possibility. And sometimes as we move through the body, thoughts will arise. Stories will arise about the part of the body that we're on, or emotions may spontaneously surface. Noticing that. Coming back to the bare sensations of the body. Holding the right foot in your awareness, noticing any sensations that are present in this moment in the right foot. Sometimes we don't have names for the sensations that we experience. That's fine. Simply noticing the experience itself. Expand to include the right ankle. Inner and outer aspects. Bony on both sides. And the right lower leg, ankle to knee. And the right knee, kneecap. Deep inside the right knee and around the outside. Noticing the bend in the right knee, or if it's straight. Expanding to include the right upper leg, knee to hip, Perhaps the right thigh feels different from the left thigh. Points of contact, back of the thigh with the surface. Clothing. And then moving up to the right hip. All around the right hip and deep inside the right hip joint. What's here in this moment? Any sensations or no sensations? And the next time the breath comes in, filling both legs from the hips all the way down to the tips of the toes with breath. And the next time the breath leaves the body, releasing from your mind's eye the toes and the feet, the ankles and lower legs, the knees, the thighs, and the hips. Letting these lower extremities be. So then the attention is free to move to the pelvis, the back, the sides, and the front, this large bony structure serving as a cradle for the internal organs of the lower abdomen. Feeling the belly, soft belly in front. That place in the pelvis where we sometimes put our hands on our hips. The large muscles of the buttocks. The perineum. Reproductive organs, excretory organs. Sometimes feeling gurgling in the belly. Noticing any sensations that are present in the pelvis, back, front, sides, deep inside, right now. And bringing the attention to the tailbone and the low back area, that sacrum, triangular shaped bone at the base of the spine, carrying a lot of the weight when we're lying on our backs. The base of the spine, nerve endings leaving and feeding the lower body. Sometimes the low back is a place where we have some chronic tension. So noticing right now in this moment, if there's any tightness, throbbing, any sensations that you're aware of in the lower back. Maybe noticing that curve in the low back, where the spine moves away from the surface and returns. And then walking up the back, one vertebra at a time, with your attention being like your fingers walking up one vertebra at a time through the middle of the back and up between the shoulder blades and all the way to the base of the neck. Spinal column, this bony structure, protecting and carrying all the nerves from the brain to the body. So much movement when we're active, not necessarily aware, but right now, offering this part of the body our awareness. This warm light of attention shining here on the back. Curious about sensations that are present. Muscles on either side of the spinal column, supporting us when we're upright. Right now at rest. Walking the attention around the right shoulder blade and around the left shoulder blade. Especially that area on the left and right between the shoulder blades and the spine. Again, a part of the body that sometimes holds tension, just noticing in this moment. What's present? Or absent. Perhaps feeling the ribs in the back body moving apart as the breath comes in and returning as the breath moves out. And then wrapping your attention, just like the ribs wrap around from the back of the body to the sides and all around to the front of the torso. Noticing the waist area, belly button. Noticing fullness. Hunger, no sensations. The chest area, the breasts, clothing, the lungs filling and emptying. Sometimes it's possible to feel the heart beating. Or maybe noticing some tenderness or congestion in the chest or heart area. All the way up to the collarbones, the clavicles on the right and the left. And up over the top, that area of the upper back between the shoulders and the neck on the right and left. Again, a part of the body that sometimes holds tension, noting any sensations here now. Throbbing, aching, tingling, no sensations, warmth. And the next time the breath comes into the body, filling the entire torso with breath, front and back, sides, deep inside, filling with breath. And as the breath leaves the body, releasing, letting go of the torso in your mind's eye. Then the attention is free to move down the arms. We'll do both the left and right together. So alternating your attention back and forth, all the way down to the tips of the fingers on the right hand. And on the left hand, the hands have a lot of nerve endings, so sometimes it's actually easy to feel sensations in the hands. The palms, left and right. Noticing what's touching the hands. Damp or dry, warm or cold, throbbing, tingling, numb, no sensations. Noticing the left hand and the right hand. Any sensations at all that you're aware of in the palm, the back, the fingers on the right hand, the palm, the back, and the fingers on the left hand. Expanding to include the wrists, the underside of the wrists, soft skin, bony parts of the wrists. And the lower arms, the right lower arm and the left lower arm, wrist to elbow. And around and deep inside that right elbow, noticing the bend or straightness, shifting over to the left elbow, all around and deep inside, and noticing the bend or straightness. Expanding even further to include the upper arms, left upper arm, elbow to shoulder, and right upper arm, elbow to shoulder. Noticing the right shoulder itself, the top, the back, under the armpit and around to the front, and deep inside that right shoulder joint, noticing sensations here. And from the right shoulder to the neck, around the back of the neck, and the left side neck to the shoulder, and all around and deep inside that left shoulder. And the next time the breath comes in, filling all the way down from the neck to the shoulders, all the way down the arms to the tips of the fingers, filling with breath. And the next time the breath leaves the body, releasing from the tips of the fingers up through the hands and wrists, forearms, elbows, upper arms, shoulders, all the way up to the base of the neck, letting be. And then the attention is free to move to the neck itself. Tiny vertebra going up the back of the neck, all the way up into the skull. The large muscles of the neck supporting the weight of the head. Vessels in the neck, sometimes possible to feel throbbing or pulsation. Any tension, holding, constriction in the neck, right or left side. And deep inside the throat, air moving. Perhaps noticing the sensations of swallowing. And moving up to the lower jaw. To the hinge at the back of the jaw. Again, another location in the body that can sometimes be a place where we hold tension. So simply noticing right now this hinge at the back of the jaw, any sensations. Sometimes as we move through the body, just our attention alone is enough to invite release. And also to bring some curiosity about what's present. What part of the body is waking up? We're noticing. The upper jaw, the roof of the mouth, tongue, teeth, the lips. All the little muscles around the mouth, around the nose and in the cheeks. Air moving in and out of the nose. Little muscles around the eyes. Noticing shapes, images, colors behind the eyelids. Little muscles in the forehead and the temples. Even little muscles around the ears and in the scalp. The ears receiving sound. Breathing in, and the next time you breathe out, like warm water washing over the face, easing and softening, releasing. Our face that's so busy all the time, expressing our wants and needs, our opinions. Right now, this face is just at rest. Again, receiving the warmth of our attention. You might notice the expression on the face. Always changing. Noticing the scalp and the skull, the brain. Any sensations that you're aware of in this moment in the entire head. And then expanding your view from the top of the head to the soles of the feet, entire body, right to left and front to back, whole body breathing. Alive and awake and present to ourselves. Having had an opportunity to sink into stillness, maybe into peace. The possibility of feeling whole and complete, just as we are in this moment. Moving beyond that negativity bias that's looking for what's wrong. Perhaps having had an opportunity to notice not just sensations in the body, but all that is right. Maybe even touching into this ability to love and be loved. Letting go of wanting ourselves to be different. And perhaps having some gratitude for the wisdom to take the time to spend with ourselves, knowing that this is healing and nourishing and doesn't just serve us, but extends out into the world. So following the breath, and slowly, as you're ready, beginning to transition from the body scan by gently, slowly waking the body, paying close attention to all of the sensations that are present as you begin to move. Seeing if it's possible to keep this stillness even in motion. as we begin to make our way back to a seated position, standing position, wiggling fingers and toes, maybe circling the wrists. If you've been lying on your back, it might feel good to bend your knees and bring them into your chest, rocking a little from side to side. Might feel good to roll your head from side to side. Tune into your body to see what is beneficial and helpful for you. And before you make your way to sitting or standing, you might want to roll on one side and rest for a couple of breaths. And then as you're ready, beginning the rest of your day.